Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore one simple but powerful truth. Before we can truly love others, we must first learn to love who we are. In a world filled with noise, distraction, and division, this show is a place to slow down, reconnect, and rediscover the deeper purpose of our lives. Inspired by the timeless words of Jesus Christ, "Love your neighbor as yourself," we explore stories, ideas, and practices that remind us why love begins within. Today, we're opening a small, practical map I call the Compassion Compass. Over the next 25 minutes, I'll walk you through four gentle directions to help steady your heart so your loving becomes more natural, brave, and rooted. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey.
Here's the big question I want you to carry with you for the episode. What if orientation, not another self-improvement project, is the key to loving yourself and loving your neighbor? If we could learn one small habit to reorient our hearts, how might our days change? How might our conversations, our choices, and our courage to show up change?
A few years ago, I hit a season where everything felt directionless. I was busy. Emails, meetings, a constant hum of good intentions. But I woke one morning feeling hollow, like I'd been mistaking motion for meaning. I remember sitting in my kitchen with a cold cup of coffee, scrolling through my phone, and feeling more alone than I had in months. I tried to explain it. I wasn't failing at anything obvious, but I was failing to love the people around me well, because I didn't love myself well in that moment. I realized I had no inner point of reference. I could tell you all the things I should be doing, but I couldn't name the one small inner step that would help me show up differently with my family and friends.
That morning, I tried something absurdly simple. I closed the phone, took one breath, and asked myself four quick questions, like consulting a compass when you feel lost. The result wasn't dramatic at first, but over time, that tiny habit began to rewire how I moved through hard conversations, how I rested, and how I forgave myself. Out of that practice, the Compassion Compass was born. Four directions to check in with: acceptance, gentle truth, restorative boundaries, and active kindness. Each one points you back to the inner place required for outward love.
Let's explore the compass together. First, north, acceptance. Acceptance is not resignation. It's honest recognition. It's saying, this is where I am right now, without adding a layer of shame or self-condemnation. Psychologists describe this as mindful acknowledgement. Scripture invites us to receive ourselves as a beloved creation. Acceptance creates a safe inner ground. When you can name your fatigue, your fear, your jealousy, or your joy without judgment, you stop spinning and you start choosing. Try this. Say to yourself quietly, I notice I'm tired, or I notice I'm proud, and let the observation land. Acceptance allows love to begin, because love needs truth as its soil.
East, gentle truth. This is the compass needle that points toward honest correction without cruelty. We often swing between denial and harsh self-attack. Gentle truth speaks kindly and clearly. It names what needs adjusting and offers a doable first step. Imagine a friend who sees your blind spot and tells you the truth with tenderness. That's gentle truth. It might sound like, I'm noticing I avoid difficult talks. A small step could be naming one feeling in the next conversation. Gentle truth helps us grow without eroding our worth.
South, restorative boundaries. This one surprises people because boundaries feel outward focused, but they are actually profoundly self-loving. Boundaries restore your capacity to love others without burning out. Restorative boundaries are short, repair-oriented, and kind. When your cup is empty, saying no becomes an act of love for those who depend on you tomorrow. A simple script. I can't take that on right now, but I want to help find another way. Boundaries protect your energy, so your love remains generous instead of reactive.
West, active kindness. This is where the inner work becomes neighboring. Active kindness is the outward expression. Small, brave acts that link your inner steadiness to someone else's needs. It's bringing over a casserole, checking in with a text that says, "I'm thinking of you," or choosing patience in a frustrating moment. The point isn't grand gestures. It's small, consistent acts that reflect the love you've learned to carry inside. When acceptance, truth, and boundaries are in place, active kindness becomes authentic and sustainable.
You might be wondering how to use the compass without overcomplicating your day. So here are three micro practices you can try right now. First, the 1-minute compass check. Pause once in the morning or during a break and ask the 4 quick prompts. What do I accept? What truth needs naming? What boundary needs repair? What small kindness can I offer today? Answer in 1 sentence each and keep moving. Second, a 2-minute restorative boundary script to use when you're stretched. I care about this, but I can't right now. I can help by, offer alternative. Third, an active kindness prompt. Choose 1 person and 1 small action. Send a text, make a call, offer a practical help, something that takes under 3 minutes. Micro practices make the compass repeatable.
Now I want to invite you into a short reflection. Find a comfortable posture, take a breath, and listen. Where in your life right now do you feel off course? Picture 1 relationship or 1 internal struggle. Name it softly. This is the acceptance step. Then ask, what small truth needs naming? 1 honest, gentle word. Next, consider a boundary that would restore you in this situation. Can you imagine a tiny protective step? Finally, what is 1 small act of kindness you could offer that relationship that reflects this inner reorientation? Hold those answers for a moment. Let them sink in.
At the heart of the compass is this core truth. Steady inner orientation produces braver and truer outward love. When we learn to orient toward acceptance, gentle truth, restorative boundaries, and active kindness, loving others becomes less about performance and more about presence. Scripture invites us into this rhythm. Love for neighbor flows from a grounded love within. If you practice the compass even for a week, notice what changes. Conversations soften, decisions become clearer, and small acts of care feel more honest.
Thank you for spending this time with me and the Compassion Compass. If this episode spoke to you, try the 1-minute compass check today and see what shifts. If it helped, please subscribe so more people can find this space and share the episode with someone you think might need a little guidance. Your listening matters. Love who you are and watch the world change.